The MFR Shinty Show with Ian Ault and Drew McNeil on MFR 2.
Welcome to this week's MFR Shinty Show. On this week's show, we'll look back at the recent Scotland versus Ireland Shinty Hurling International, plus the title in the Premier Division. Wow, it's all gone off. Big results last weekend, and it's, well, winner takes all when Nitymore and Cass Athletic play each other in a fortnight's time. Here to look over all the action from the Shinty world is Scotland manager Drew McNeil. Drew, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Ian, and all the listeners.
We'll touch on the Premier Division title race and the relegation issue as well. One game this weekend as Kamali faced Lovett. It's going down to the wire, and late November, and it looks like it's going to be a real dramatic finale. But first of all, if we can look back a couple of weeks ago, Scotland versus Ireland. The last time we spoke was, you know, we're looking ahead to the game against Ireland at Bucht Park. But for you, how did the series go for you?
I personally enjoyed it. I think the players enjoyed it. I hope they got a lot from it. I hope they've taken a lot back to their clubs, and it'll, you know, encourage them all to train a bit harder. When you see the level of fitness the Irish guys have, they've now got a benchmark to try and aim for, you know, because Shinty could improve a whole lot more if people were stronger and fitter.
I think looking at the series as a whole, you know, obviously it's good to play the Irish, you know, a mixture of the two sports, but I think the main thing is it's a learning opportunity for the hurlers and for the Shinty players as well, you know, for both associations to have a look and see how they do things differently and how we can improve our own game.
Yeah, I mean, if the Camogie Association was as successful as the GAA, they'd be doing extremely well, you know, so hopefully the Camogie will take a lot from that. And as I say, for me, if the players can learn about how strong and how well prepared these hurlers are, you know, with their own personalised conditioning, their mind, their club stuff, you know, that would make a massive difference to Shinty. You know, it could make, you know, a massive difference to the standard of play and perhaps the amount of spectators, and maybe it would all just feed on.
You mentioned the fitness aspect. You know, I know that Shinty, you know, you could probably describe it as an amateur game, but, you know, taken very professionally. And, you know, if guys can improve their fitness levels and across the board, you know, just make things a little bit more professional, then, and I'm not saying anything bad about the sport, but, you know, it just gives people look on it in a different light.
Yeah, I think it would. I mean, I think these hurlers are involved with counties, they're involved with clubs, and they, you know, they have their own personalised programmes. They don't rely on the clubs to get them fit, you know, the reliance is completely on themselves to get to the level they have to be at. And perhaps there's Shinty players out there that need to, you know, if they want to progress to the next level, is do their own personalised programmes on top of the club stuff that they do.
The two games, you know, quite close affairs as well. I think that, you know, is credit to the team and yourself as well, that, you know, you matched them, and, you know, on the day it was, you know, very little separated the two sports and the two teams.
Yeah, I was delighted with the guys. The first game was extremely difficult, you know. The second game was definitely showed what we could do. We just lost our way slightly in the second half, just some bad use of the ball from time to time. And the most disappointing thing was with the three goals we lost were all poor, poor goals. You know, I don't mind losing goals, but to lose three really poor goals was disappointing for us. Considering we'd played so well, we didn't really deserve that sort of result, I don't think.
You brought a couple of guys into the squad as well, you know, kind of guys who haven't experienced the first team before, know the kind of Shinty Hurling Internationals from the under-21s, but on the whole, they coped very well with it.
No, I think we had seven or eight changes this year, and, you know, some of them probably played better than you'd expect, you know. Even the guys that were called late on, extremely late, Mark Sproul, Solly McDonald, these guys were called in for the second game. Well, Solly for the first game and retained his place for the second game, and young Mark came in from nowhere for the second game. And, you know, that, hopefully he'll go back to Lochcarman, and Solly go back to Skye and say to the guys how good it was, and maybe, you know, inspire them to try a bit harder.
and for those guys as well, it can only improve the clubs they're at too.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, Kevin Bartlett, you know, people will be raving about him, but you know, and you Kevin when he was playing on the 21s North South, and I knew what Kevin was like, so as soon as he was old enough, he was coming in, and I gave him a lot to do. He took it on, no problem at all, never let the team down.
And showing that they can mix it with these two guys.
Sure, they weren't outperformed at all, mm-hmm. you know. They stood out. I mean, young Kevin stood out as one of our better players.
Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, sometimes I think that the emphasis can be, you know, quite often on Needham-Waugh, King Youssef, Fort William, the bigger sides. But out with, you know, the bigger guys, there is some players that can handle that big occasion.
Yeah, when I was playing for the national team, I think there was only four clubs involved. I'm not saying that was right or that was wrong. But this year and the last year, I think, you know, we had 10 or 11 clubs involved this year spread out. And perhaps it's a vehicle for Shinty to kind of say, look, guys, this is the level you have to get at if you want to compete with the hurlers. This is the sort of level you should be at. So the more clubs that realise that, or the more players that are going back to clubs that realise that, then maybe it's a chance. Maybe that's me trying to move Shinty on in a sort of stealth mode. But mm-hmm. I'd like to see guys going back and saying, we should be doing this at training, we should be doing that at training. Mm-hmm. We need to get fitter, we need to get stronger, you know, more weight training and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Looking ahead to next year, 2012, the Shinty Hurling International Series is almost a permanent fixture now. Looking forward to next year for yourself?
Actually, I'm already, yeah. Apparently it's going to be in County Cork next year. Whether it's a two-legged affair or not, I don't know. I suspect it'll go back to one. Two legs was extremely difficult for the guys. They put in a great effort. I quite like the two legs, but it's probably difficult to sustain the two legs.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way the fixture lists have gone this season, I can imagine it being unpopular as well.
Yeah, obviously, you know, we'll speak about the Premier in a second, but you know, the Premier Division's kind of, not because of the Shinty Hurling Internationals, but there was that two-week break where I suppose there'll be a few clubs in that would have liked to have played games in there. But going back to, you know, the change of venue, you know, again, it's a chance to go across there, and it's an experience for some of these guys as well to go across and play the hurlers on their own patch.
It's good that the guys are coming from all different clubs. Had a really good squad this year. Had a fantastic. They were a great camaraderie, the whole lot of them. They really couldn't say anything bad about all of them. They were actually brilliant together, which is, it's good to say that. I mean, it's not uncommon. The Shinty guys always seem to go on well off the park anyway, but no, I think that just makes it stronger, to be honest.
And you're already, you know, preparations have begun now, looking ahead to next year.
I would like to, but I need to reapply for the job. I only got a 2-year stint, that was my 2 years, so you know, the people out there might want to take it on. If they do, they do. I'll be applying for it anyway, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you're going to apply for it. You're quite happy to continue in that role.
Absolutely. I don't like getting beaten.
You desperately want revenge on the Irish.
I do,
I can
actually
see it in the eyes. You desperately want revenge on the Irish. But yeah, I mean, it's a fantastic fixture, and here's hoping that you know, you're back involved next year.
Yeah, and it's a good end of season sort of thing too, you know.
Yeah, end of season, it's still continuing, still rumbling on in the background. The Premier Division, of course, as well, still not settled, top and bottom. One real cracking game at the weekend. Inverary, we looked to that game and perhaps, you know, yeah, we kind of said that Carras Athletic would go there and be professional and take care of them. I know it was in home, well, the home fixture, but not in home soil for Carras Athletic. It was moved to Yoker in Glasgow. But Inverary went there and they knew they had to get something from that game.
Yeah, they just saved their season, and you know, they had beaten Inverary in the Scottish, and apparently the referee Ted McDonald felt that Kyle's kind of got out of jail a little bit. They were lucky to get the point, and I would have lost the league for them, I think, if they hadn't at least got a draw. So you know, it showed something about them too. They came back twice from being behind in a difficult game. Inverary desperately needing the point. Just shows you what happens when these teams that are threatening relegation mm-hmm. can just turn it up.
Yeah, I mean, we've said this a number of times, you know, when you have a team who's scrapping at the bottom and a team who's scrapping at the top, when the two they come together, you know, the form book goes out the window.
Yeah, and it's odd because, you know, Inverary had, Kyle's had all the momentum prior to their games being called off and whatnot, and, you know, I think at the end of the season they'll be ruined the fact that they didn't take the opportunity to go and play Canusi or Inverary and these guys when they had the momentum, and then look how Newton Morse turned around the momentum, the big win against Comalee, the big win against Oban.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've won all these games and taken all the goal advantage away from Kyle's, and I think in hindsight Kyle should have just given up the home ties and played these games whilst they were going.
Inverary, of course, it was amazing. You know, I was really, really was stunned watching the results come in on the Camanachd Association's Facebook status updates. I was at Rugby Park on Saturday in Kilmarnock, and you know, to see Inverary racing to a 2-goal lead, you know, I thought, right, okay, this is the weekend. There's going to be a change at the top. But for Inverary, I mean, they would have been delighted with the 2 points, but it wasn't to be. But when you look, they've played all 18 games. When you look at the league table, you just think, yep, they're safe now.
Well, you know, if Lovett were to beat Kamali this week, that would put Lovett safe. And then if Oban were to beat Kamali by a need to be quite a number of goals, wouldn't it?
Plus seven, I think.
Yeah, so it's not impossible, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. So they're not completely safe, but it's been an amazing season. It's a pity we've had that little lapse in the middle, because it had great momentum, you know.
Yeah. Inverary, that's their season over and done with. We'll find out in the coming weeks. It's a kind of real... Yeah, I mean, like you say, it still is possible. They could still go down. I think you'd like to think they're safe. You're going to have to wait 2 weeks until you find out. You know, it's that. It's a real awkward situation for the guys there.
Yeah, Oban need to score something like 7 goals, and they only scored 25 all season. So they've been struggling to score goals, Oban. So yeah, but you never know. You know, you never know.
At the top of the table then, Needham Moor, 6-0 winners away to Kamali at the weekend. Needham Moor, who were playing at Kingussie at the Dell there, they did the business, beating Kamali by 6-0. They're now top of the Premier Division table. Cas Athletic have 2 games in hand. One of them is against Needham Moor. We'll look ahead to that game in more detail next week. It's turning into be, well, winner takes all, really. If Cas Athletic win it, it's their title. If Needham Moor win it, it's their title. A draw would still be good enough for Cas Athletic.
It would be, yeah, it would see them, as long as they can beat Kingussie. That would be enough, because the fact that they've beat Kingussie will give them the goal advantage that they need. But it's quite odd, isn't it? Kyle's had 4 or 5 players involved with the national team, and 4 of them got injured, and 2 of them were unable to play last week. So, you know, Newton Morse should be grateful for the the representative games, because Norman got back unscathed.
For your inclusion. Kyle's, though, I mean, all season long, you know, we've kind of stopped saying it, you know, at the very start of the season, perhaps, you know, they might fall away, they might pick up a defeat, but credit to them, they've just kept going. And I think in a lot of people's eyes, they'll want Cas Athletic to go on and claim this title. But, you know, they have to, you know, just because everyone wants them to go on and try and win it, doesn't mean necessarily they are.
Yeah, and you know, you wouldn't want to play Newton Moor with their tails up, and Newton Moor have got their tails up now. You know, they're going to Kyle's. They know if they win, they'll win the league. But at the end of the day, Kyle's are still undefeated in the league. 4 draws, and Newton Moor have had 1 defeat and 3 draws, so it's tight.
Mm-hmm. Newton Moor, though, you know, going into before the international, they were, you know, in great form. They've picked up from where they left off, beating Kamali by 6 at the weekend. You just get the feeling that they've got some momentum behind them now, and that's a really important thing at this stage of the season.
Yeah, that's what I was saying there. You know, Kyle's lost that opportunity. They should have really, you know, made sure they were continuing to play, because the pressure was on Newton Moor, because Kyle's were winning week in, week out, and if they just kept that pressure on Newton Moor, it would have been hard. But of course, Newton Moor got good games at the right time. They got Oban, and then they got Kamali. Good games for them to build up their confidence and take away that extra goal tally that Kyle's had, and Kyle's been sitting idle.
Yeah, one more game to go for Needham Moor, of course, next week, and that's the game that we'll be looking ahead to next week. Of course, it's 2 games in the Premier Division, but it's a real kind of mouth-watering tie, and it's one that we've been hoping that it goes down to. You know, we said when the fixture list was completed for the tail end of the season, that's the game that we wanted the tie to come down to, a real title decider between, you know, the two heavyweights.
Yeah, I saw they're putting the Newton Moor Kyle's game before the Kyle's Kingussie game, but I'll certainly make an effort to go down and see the Kyle's Newton Moor game, whenever it's played, whether it's at Dyna Bruick or Mossfield or wherever. I don't know where it'll be played. I mean, they're trying to fix their park and whatnot, so we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, obviously the weather, you know, is starting. We're starting to get into the kind of winter months, although I'd like to say that we've been in the winter months since July. But, you know, the bad weather is starting to come around. It's caused havoc all season. One game this weekend, Kamali against Lovett. there is a possibility the tie could be moved to Bewley, which is a kind of advantage for Lovett in a way, you know, not far to travel.
Yeah, but I think they've got a fairly poor record on that part. They certainly haven't won the New Year trophy. Didn't win it last year against Bewley up there. I hope it's not in Bewley, because I'm planning on going down to Fort Williams the weekend to watch the game. So I'm already committed to being in Fort Williams, so I better sort out that Canal Park. But, you know, I mean, Lovett have to win that game. They had their AGM last night, and quite odd timing, really. They've changed their manager. So I don't know how that kind of, if that's a good thing or a bad thing before such an important game, because a point's not enough for Lovett, really, I don't think. I think they have to win that game, and I think Kamali at home, you know, they'll be up for it, unfortunately, for Lovett, I think.
You know, poor old Kamali, everyone else's season that means something anyway is finished. You know, you look at the side still to play, Cas Athletic needs some more, Lovett and Oban, you know, they are fighting for respective, you know, top and bottom prizes. Kamali are the only side that have kind of not really got anything to do. They're stuck in the middle. Saw some quotes from John Morrison at Kamali last week that just, you know, he was just basically saying, we just want it to be over. He just wants a break from the season. But, you know, they rumble on. Obviously, last week up against a Needham Moor side on top form. Are they just, you know, wishing the season was over now, or will they, you know, be playing for some pride and want to give Love a real scare this weekend?
It's quite odd how Kamali's season's fizzled out, because they could have kind of pushed for fourth spot with the way the fixtures were going, and suddenly now they're sitting on 15 points, where they've been sitting on 15 points for weeks and weeks and weeks now, and losing games. You know, they were at a stage they could have got to sort of 21-20 points. Now they're, you know, they could still get to 19, I suppose, to win the two games, but there's no real incentive now. They could maybe catch Canusi, but, you know.
Lovett, of course, who, you know, let's be honest, they still can be relegated. You know, Oban would need a win against Kamali next week if Lovett slip up, and it's quite ironic if the tie's moved to Bewley that Lovett kind of lose their Premier Division status here, because Bewley are one of the sides who would love them to come down into the North Division 1.
I think Bewley would love to go up more than Lovett come down, right enough, but no, they enjoy their New Year game. I think that probably makes the New Year game more important, the fact they're on different divisions, actually, because it's a good event. That I'll be there again this year, it's worth watching. I suppose there would be a slight advantage to Lovett getting the tie so close to home. Perhaps not so many Kamali boys, or certainly fans, would travel, because, you know, Kamali, the pitch down there can be quite intimidating with the fans. They're quite a boisterous group that support their team really well, you know, and you'd expect that against Lovett this week if it was down there. So Lovett would take a bigger crowd to Bewley, and they would probably take some, you know, perhaps Bewley people would watch them as well, and maybe probably support them.
You know, as we say, you know, the international earlier on, we spoke about that, and the kind of Premier Division season's kind of stumbled on, and, you know, it you know, we're just waiting for it to draw to a close. But what we can expect, we saw some fireworks at the weekend, but indeed we can expect some explosive action between now and the end of November.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we don't know who's going to relegate, and we don't know who's going to win the division. It's not bad, because there's only two games left.
Indeed, and you know, who knows what way it could go. You know, we spoke about Inverary, they're not safe yet. Cas Athletic, who've led for pretty much the whole season now, could miss out on that title. Newton Moore could pick it back up. But, you know, with a couple of games to go, it really means so much top and bottom. And as I say, Inverary are not really safe yet, but I wouldn't bet on something extraordinary happening.
Well, unfortunately, I bet weeks and weeks ago, don't forget, I bet that Newton Moore would beat Kells to the league, and I thought I was going to be scuppered that bet, but Russell Fraser, your money might be going in my pocket.
But it's been one of those, you know, fantastic seasons for one way or another. You know, so many things have happened. You look at that, you know, I know Canusi still have a game to play, but Canusi could finish fifth.
Yeah, chances are they will, actually, I think, you know, because Kells will... Well, I suppose if Newton Moore win the league, Kyles might not be too worried about that last game. But that would be a shame, because that should be an important game, Kyles and Canusi. It'd be a shame that if it was a dead rubber, you know.
Yeah.
But it would have been a great season. I mean, it has been a great season, but it would have been even better if we hadn't had the number of postponements at the end, you know. It's kind of fizzled out after the Scottish, wee bit.
Yeah, and I mean, it's, we're not having a go at the... Obviously, the weather plays a massive role in the fixtures being called off, and we're not having a go because, well, we could change it to you know, the old season, and we could be here forever. But you know, the summer shinty is the way forward. But it's just unfortunate the climate that we live in, that games, you know, get put off and the season carries on for a while.
Yeah, I still think if Kyles don't win the league, they'll look back at the fact that they didn't play the games when they could have played, and they could have played the games away from home and kept their momentum. I think if they lose the league, that's where I'll be pointing the finger at, is they should have played the games and wouldn't have had this delayed in season as well.
Yep. Well, only time will tell. One game this week in the Premier Division is Camali take on Lovett. Next week on the MFR Shinty Show, we'll look ahead to a winner-takes-all clash, a real massive one in the Premier Division, as Cowes Athletic take on Newton Moore.